Matthew 15:29-39. Devotional focus verse. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. Matthew 15:30. Certain individuals seem to have the know-how and skill to do almost anything. Many times I have admired one of our church brothers for the many things he can do. It seems that whatever problems arise around the church property, you can just hand him the list, and within a short time he comes back to let you know that they've all been taken care of. The vacuum cleaner is not working. There is an unusual noise in the furnace. One of the staircase railings is loose. You notice the door lock that needs replacing. He's your man. Only occasionally has the needed work been beyond his ability. Man can accomplish some amazing things, but there are problems that no man can solve. For example, in today's text we read of those coming to Jesus who were maimed, lame, unable to speak, and blind. Their cases were apparently beyond the skill of man to remedy. Even though medical science has made tremendous advances since the time of Christ, there are many diseases and physical ailments for which man has no cure or solution. Today, doctors would evaluate a maimed or withered hand and perhaps determine to amputate it and replace it with an artificial one. The blind learn to rely on the aid of another person or on a dog for guidance. Those with a speech or hearing impairment are taught sign language. We admire the abilities of those who overcome and compensate for their physical limitations and respect the work of physicians who help them. But Jesus healed all those who came to him. One touch by Jesus made crippled limbs whole, restored sight, and even raised the dead. Man may try ever so diligently to rehabilitate the one whose life has been ruined by sin. Yet often self-help books, crisis hotlines, counseling services, drug rehab programs, courts of law, and even penal institutions fail to achieve lasting results. But one touch from Jesus through his shed blood will instantly transform a ruined life and deliver that individual from sin. What a wonderful God we serve. We just need to trust in him and never limit his ability in anything, situation, or problem. Jesus never fails. Background information. After Jesus departed from the borders of Tyre and Sidon, he went to the region of Decapolis. This was predominantly Gentile territory. Following Jesus' healing of those brought to him, the Gentiles glorified the God of Israel. What a different response than that of the Jewish leaders who said that Jesus was in league with Satan, Matthew 12:22-24. Jesus marveled at the faith of the Gentiles, but was amazed at the unbelief of his own people. With the crowd of 4,000 being with Jesus for 3 days, they had used up their own supply of food. His compassion caused him to perform another miracle which met their human needs. This miracle was a completely separate event from when he fed the 5,000, see Matthew 14:15-21. As the following comparison shows, feeding the 5,000, primarily Jews, north shore of Galilee near Bethsaida, 5 loaves, 2 fish, 12 baskets remaining, crowd with him one day, spring. Feeding the 4,000, primarily Gentiles, southeast shore of Galilee near Gentile Decapolis, 7 loaves, a few fishes, 7 baskets remaining, crowd with him 3 days, summer. Jesus referred to both feedings as separate events, even referring to the different numbers and using different words to describe the baskets. Jesus did not preach a sermon to the Gentile crowd on the bread of life as he did to the Jews, but he proved who he was by the miracles he performed. Conclusion. We dare not limit Christ to any one particular need or situation. His cures are many. The tokens of his power and goodness are neither scarce nor scanty. He is not limited to any one people or nation. Jesus' power is for all men everywhere.